Today's stuff we're going to do Nun Gimel, but I just want to, I skipped over one, I had so much detail in the shiurim that the one thing I want to say, if you remember when I said Pinchas got up, he said, Shvatim, was there no one that was willing to be Moisa Nefesh? And he said, Shvatim and Nimsar to Arayot. And the Korban Eder there, I forgot to say this, he says that they were Moser Nefesh, like Yehuda jumped into the water first by Kriyam Suf. Dan was by Maaseh Shimshon. He was Moisa Nefesh HaMisrael and also Binyamin by Mordechai and Esther. That's a reference to the Shvatim, not just the fact that they were animals. Okay, Beseder. I think it's we'll continue from the last year. Last year, we're talking about Gehazi and the three things that he was a, it said he was, if you remember, he was a Gibor of Torah, but there were three things, Ein Sar, which we discussed, Parutz, Bayra, were kind of in the middle. Another one was not more of a Tchiyat Meitin. So what we left it off last time, it says in the Pasuk, Vayigash Gehazi Ladfa, he came to push her. What does it mean, Lahadfa? So Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Shnatan Yado, he placed his hand behod on her beauty, if that is. That's Ben Dadeha by her chest, that is, between her chest, breast, that is. The other thing that he didn't was Nigrimo debating. Why? When the son of the Shashunamit. He died and was going to resurrect the son. Amar lo, he said, "Kach mishanti yadchavalech ko kitinza ish lo tevarachinu." If you beat a person, do not greet him. If he greets you, lo tenu, do not respond. So he sent him out. Vayavahu lo avad ken, he didn't do that. Ela kad paga barnash, when he met an individual. Amar lo, he says, "Me'ein vela ein gechazi." What are you doing? What are you up to? What are you up to? He says, "Vu," it's like vahu. Vu amar lo. Anna azam mechayemeti. I'm going to mechayemetim. The understanding is this is somewhat either cynical. However, avu malei, and it's a discussion who he said this, but Koran Kumeida says they responded to him, this person he greeted him. Late to mechayemetim el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only person mechayemetim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dichtiv Hashem emitu mechayem ured she'oveya'al. So azel he went below avad klum. He went and he was unable to affect anything in the chiyah. That is from the Gehazi. Chazel agave, he went back to him. Amalei ana yada. Ilu have a damich, I know that had he just been asleep, lo avi it al yada, you wouldn't have been able to wake him up. So what's it referring to here? I'll just show you here the Korban Eder. He says, Keshkazar legabe Elisha gish bedavar. Elisha worked it out. I know that you're not worthy of the nest by you. Even the kid was sleeping, you wouldn't have been able to wake him up. When he says he was going to Mechai Meitim, he was going to, through some sort of activity, his own activity, Mechai Meitim. But Tzirichlo must be, what has this a proof? Just Sover She'ein Tchiyat HaMeitim Min Hashem. He thought Tchiyat HaMeitim Min Hashem. Ela, he thought Elisha wanted him to do some sort of tachbula, some sort of medicinal or activity of sorts to kill the boy and make it appear as if it's Tchiyat HaMeitim. So it's Kofi of Tchiyat HaMeitim. That's kind of the understanding of the story there. Okay, it says, Ata'at motzeh b'shat shaban na'aman sar tzava melech Aram, who Elisha cured, etzel Elisha, ba'ela b'susav u'b'richbo. What b'susav b'richbo? It says, Amar Yochanan, b'suso k'tiv. What's b'suso? I show you here, Korbanei says, Hakri is b'susav l'shan rabim, ela she'ar rotzeh li'ten le'isha kol ma she'vi kesef ezahav. He wanted to give everything he had to reward him. If you like. However, by Maitin lay dahav kesef is lavan, which is his robes, lavushin, his clothes, avanim tovot, gems and the like, margliot, velokibel, Elisha didn't want to have any part of it. Haru dechtiv yatzabu lakachat v'imayen. So Naaman wanted to reward him, curing him, and he didn't want to accept anything. At Gehazi, Gehazi says, Chai Hashem im ratzti acharav, lakachti mi'eto meumah. So Gehazi thought, okay, I'm going to capitalize this, I'm going to take it. Now it says mitom meuma. Interestingly, normally it means I'll take from him something, but the lashon is mumah. I'm going to take his mum, and that's exactly what happened in the end. He ended up getting the tzaraat, because we'll get to that soon. Azal mata be reached him v'nasav mada nasav took what he took whatever he took from Naaman and the itmarun ba'ali the aliate. He put in his attic. Ata gabe Elisha Amaral Me'ein Gehazi, where do you come from? It says me what but the country the Alatron is me as like a Lashon of Mi'un, like refuse. So you refuse matan scharan tzil tzadikim. The way Koban explains this is the ikar matan scharam, the ikar schar of a tzadik, which you've just prevented me, is a mekadshim shmo ben amim, that I was able to mekadshim shemaim in this world, amongst the nations. And there, v'zeshi par balam de kula batzcha, the fact that he healed Naaman without receiving any reward, any payment, any reward for a financial compensation, that was a kiddush Hashem. The Gehazi was mechalalit, by taking the payment, it undermined it. So the darish le ma'ein Gehazi kamo ma'ein loktiv ma'ein, but it's written ma'an, as like mi'un, like you prevented my thing, my reward. So Amar lo, this Gehazi, lo alach abadach anan, I didn't go anywhere. V'amar le'av lo libi alach kasher afach ish me'al merkavo likratecha. Et lakatha et hakesif. Says, no, you actually went and took all the rewards and spoils like I didn't want. Because you took it, that which Naaman was healed, you will receive, and that's exactly what happened to him. This is in Malachim. It says that there was a four people tzarat by the opening of the gate, and there who were they? They were Umi Hayu. That was Rabbi Huda says Bishem Rab. That was Gehazi and his three sons. Okay, then it says Ktiv Vayavo Elisha Damesek. That Elisha went up north to Namesek. And that's where the king happened to be sick. The question is, why did he go there? It didn't say the king was unwell, and that's why he went up north. He went up the way off and then found that that king was unwell. So Ma Azal Bai Meivadham, what was he doing? Azal Bai Mekarv Le Gehazi, went to Mekarv Gehazi, Ve'eshkeche Mukhlat. And he found him Mukhlat. There's two pshats what Mukhlat is, but the first one, the Korban Eder says that he ended up being. One second, mechlat meaning he's completely mechlat berato. He sort of went off the edge, the spiritual deep end, if you like. So it says mechan shadochim b'smol makarvim. This is like almost like a lesson that you can rebuke someone, but you've got to make sure you give them an opening and a way to makarv them even stronger. So you can't push them away with two hands because it pushed. In other words, he rebuked him, but pushed him off the pushed him over the edge, if you like. So as a result, so amar Rav Yochanan b'chutz lo yal. This is we learn from Iyo. This is b'chutz lo yal ger. That a stranger will never sleep outside. My doors were always open to a guest. This is also like a mashal. That even you can rebuke and push people out, give them an opening to come back in again. And it says, interesting, because it says, he had two diseases. One was Kederach Aretz, and the other one was a punishment for pushing the Gehazi away too strongly. Let's continue. Rav Chana Rebbe Shua ben Levi, the time where the Tanaim came and enumerated those people, those kings, the three kings in the 40 of the Nemchelek Olam Haba, Yatzta Bakol, the heavenly voice came, Amara, Hamim Chayishamena Kima Asta, is it from you that should be, if you like, making the decisions? Ela ki atati v'char, you choose v'ani, v'lo ani, not me. Or mayadata davar. How do you know? In other words, seem to be almost like a heavenly voice that seem to rebuke him, from what I understand. It says, v'chi alechem l'shalem tashlumi on she'adam ulema'os bosei ra. Is it up to you to give out the punishments and despise the people that do bad? This is what Korban says. So threaten, enumerate me she'ein l'chalem kabla. Ki atati v'char v'lo ani, and you not me. It's up to you, v'lobi. Hallo, ainu t'lo evalavi. It's a mea kadosh baruch hu. So it's almost like a rebuke for that. Let's continue. Be careful if they also want to include Shlomo Melech amongst them, amongst those that are mechalek olam haba. Why? Because it says that he asai right ve'asai right b'nei Hashem. David came. Whatever that means. V'nishtateach came and spread like peeled before them. Spread him out and set himself before them. V'yesh. Or Mer Esh, another say, no, it wasn't David Melech. Some sort of fire came from Beit Kodeshim and surround them. So, that, in other words, don't make that call. Hadar Ila, Havi Yalif. Hadar Ila is an individual. Havi Yalif, he would regularly daven umitaneh, meaning when they needed rain, he was such a high level, he would daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring rain. Kivan Shinimna Imahem, but how, since he was amongst the council to choose amongst, it sounds like also Shlomo Melech, if I'm not mistaken. Therefore, what happened? Sully, he no longer had that, let's call it, power of tefillah was taken away from him, that he wasn't an answer anymore. Let's continue. However, Dorashe Rishumot, those that are Doresh, the Psukim, they actually understand differently. Amru Kulam, all those have a Chelek Olam Haba. They disagree with our Mishnah. Ma'atam, it says, now this is interesting. This is a pasuk of Li Gilad v'li Menashe Ma'oz Roshi Yehuda Mechoki Mo'ov Sirach Tzi Al Adam Ashlichlani. So Li Gilad, they are mine. All these people mention the pasuk. So who are these people? Li Gilad. Why? Who's that? That's Achav. Melech Yisrael Shnafal Beramot. He collapsed. He fell in Gilad. That's referring to Gilad, the pasuk. Menashe. Well, that's clearly Menashe. Kamash Ma'od. Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi. Who's that? That's Yerobam Ben Benavat. Who was from Ephrati? He was Ephraim. Yehuda Mechokeki, that's Achitofel, because he was a Mochek, he was a Chacham. Moav Sir Rochzi, that's Gehazi. Shlakali de Rechitza, it says here. I'm not sure the reference is there. Aladom Eshlichalandil So Amru Yisrael, what can you do? One second, how can you say they can all come, that they're all, if you like, Nichlas Olam Haba? Because David HaMelech was Mekalel Doeg VeAchitofel. We saw the stories. So Anshei Damim U'Mirma, it says no. Anshei Damim U'Mirma Lo Yechzu D'meihem. You know, Anshei Damim U'Mirma, referring to them, Lo Yechzu, like, they've not lived half their lives, but that's a reference to the Klala. So Amar Alon, he said to them, Alay Lasot Re'im Elu Ve'Elu. Don't worry, it's up to me to make Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Alay Paleshet Et Ro'a'a. That is, it says, Alei Paleshet Hitro'ai, those are two psukim. So Paleshet, here, Hitro'ai is a lashon of re'u, to make, to make, like, make the makeup. Alei Lefalesh Lahem, I will uncover Lahem, Ma'asim Tovim, the good they did la'asotam re'im, to make them friends once again. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make Shalom. Interesting, the way to do that is by showing the positive things that they did. Interesting. Like, when you look at if you have a problem with someone, start focusing on the positive things for of them, and that's likely to help you make a shalom. All right, that's what I'm learning from this Gemara. Okay, let's understand this is now Halacha Gimel. Dor HaMabur, the generation of the flood, Ein Chinuch Al Haba, Ein Omdim Badin. Now, this is just to explain this. We haven't really translated what Ein Lahem Chelek Olam Haba is. There's two etzan Chelek Olam Haba. One is Olam and Hashabo, that's like the Rambam, I think, explains. But the Mishnah, a lot of the Mishnah, and this is why the Korban explained the Mishnah, Chelek Olam Haba means Lolam Tchiyad, meaning to Tam Tchiyat HaMeitim. So that's how generally we understand what's happening here. So when it says Ein Olam Haba, they're not Tchiyad, but Ein Omdim Bedin, meaning at the time of Tchiyad, they would be judged. So they don't get, well, the Gemara will discuss exactly what this is, but not Tchiyat HaMeitim, but Ein Omdim Bedin, either. Shnei Ruchi Ba'Adam Le'Olam. That's the draft on the Pasuk. Now, lo adun ruchi v'adam le'olam. Now, anshei ad stom ein achen v'kor ba, aval omdim badin. They will omed badin. The Mefarshim and the Mishnah explained that actually that's because they were worse. We'll see how they were worse when we get to the Gemara in a minute, or soon. But in other words, they already had were done. We'll see in the Gemara as well. The Dor HaMabul didn't have to omed badin because they already received the punishments, if you like, or they were judged. So, but the anshei stom, they don't need tchiyah, they're chelek in the zman tchiyah, and they're omdim badin at that time. So Rav Nechemia ma'elu ve'elu ein omdim, they don't omdim al ken lo akumu roshim b'dat mishpat, so they won't come out of the data mishpat, that's v'chatim b'dat bet shirim. What's who this referring to? Al ken lo akumu roshim b'dat mishpat, that's Dor HaMabul, v'chatim b'dat bet tzadikim, that's elu anshei sdom. Okay, amru lo, ba'dat tzadikim no omdim, aval omdim hen ba'dat resha'im. Says, no. They might not, if you like, being the Adab Sadiqim, but they will the Anshei Sdom to come up amongst the Rashim to be judged. So that's how it's understanding the Mishnah. That's Machloket. Okay, let's have a look at Dor HaMabul. This is now the Gemara. The Einam. Everything was wiped out, meaning Bolamazeh. The Yimach Mina Aretz, that's referring Latid Lavo. The Yimach Mina Aretz, right? Now the Gemara says, Tani Nehemiah, Tanaim, regarding the people of Dor HaMabul. And I'm going to explain like the Korban HaEda, the different parashim from exactly how we understand it, the Shittot. But it says, Tani Rabbi Nehemiah Omer, Mimash Lo Yadon Ruchi Ba'Adam. Then why do you need to say Le'olam? So Le'olam Lama Ne'emar, Ela, now I'm inserting the words of the Korban HaEda, She'ena Omdim Badin, meaning, Nenodim, they're not going to be Nenodim after their death. Aval bezman tchiyat hameitim, they will be Nidon. So there seems to be two times of din that's occurring. One is when someone is niftar, and one at the zman tchiyah. So there's a discussion exactly which din are they not getting. According to the first shita, where the Korban Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Nechemya, he says they're not omed bedin. They're not nidon lachar mita, but the zman tchiyat hameitim na nidon. Let's continue. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yadon et ruchi she'eini noten ruchi bahem b'sha'a she'ani noten ruchi b'nevi'an adam. Meaning, I'm not going to put my ruchi, that sounds like a resurrection type of thing, with them at this moment when I'm resurrecting other people. What's that mean? Rabbi Yehuda, Korban Eretz says once again, lo'lam kai alachar mita, this is for after mita. Aval migufa de krashe mina she'eino din medin lachar mitchia. That seems to be implying that they're not going to get din after at the time of tchia. In the time where I'm going to give ruach ruach, as if I'm not going to put ruach in them in order to give them a din, it sounds like. Okay. Rabbi Shimon says, lo ruchi. Again, what's this referring to? According to the Korban, it says, what's le'olam? That's referring to the Lordim Rechibot Le'olam, doesn't mean forever, it means that for the Tzadikim, they refer to the Nikra Olam. Tzadiki Sod Olam. Lordim Le, when I'm giving Le to the Olam, meaning it's the Tzadikim, that's what I'm not going to give the judgment. Meaning at the time of Tchiyah, Aval, Lacharmita de Anidonim. Okay, so different shots here. Now, Acherim Arim says, Lo Yidon Lo Rechi She'eni Maxiran. Don is sheathed, right? A sheath. Lo adin lo, meaning I'm not going to ruchi sheini mean that in terms of being like a sword being put back in its container, sheath. So to the ruach, the neshama, sorry, neshama would be placed back in its container. Again, korban eda for this. Shinu, they are going to be judging Gehenna af la'achar tchiyah. Vayu lecherpot lidiron olam. They will be judged even there, even la'achar tchiyah. However, it seems, but there won't be, it sounds like they won't get the tchiyah at that time, if I understood that correctly. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, Ikar zrivatan l'chol tanit. So the rain itself was, that came down, that's a zrivatan, was chol tanit. Now, what's this mean? I'll show you, the commentary says, Ikar zrivatan l'chol geshamim hayu onshin l'chalutan, nidonim. That this is kind of the way I explain the Mishnah. This is kind of explaining the Mishnah, that they're not getting judged because the rain that came down was the punishing them in a way that was affecting their judgment. Okay, that's the way it's made. That's what explains it. Matam, what's again the pasuk? But et yizorivu nitzmatu. When it rained, this is your rivers, the rain coming down. Nitzmatu cut off. B'chumo nidachu mimkoman, and through the heat they were removed from their place. So what's Bechumol? Beritichatan, because the water that came down the time the flood was boiling. So Amar Kol Tipa Tipa Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Morid Aleihem Ayah Martichah B'toch Gehenem. Every drop was already boiled up in Gehenem, Umrdenu brought down on them. Hadu Dichtiv Bechumol Nidachu Mimkomam. It goes through the heat, they were removed from their place. So they're judged with that rain that came down that was boiling. Okay. Yehuda Ber Bechizkev Rabbi Amrin Hakadosh Baruch Hu Dan Et Rashim BeGehenem Shnimasar Chodesh. Rishayim are judging Gehenem for 12 months. Betchila hu machnis bahem chachach. Chachach is like a bit, I think it is, a piece of wood. Vakakach machnisan la'or. They bring is placed in the sounds like or is like fire. V'hen omrim hoy hoy, right? Vakakach machnisim, and then it's taken and put in shelig in snow. V'hen omrim vay vay. Okay, interesting. There's two different expressions. I'm like oy vay type of thing, right? Umatam. Because it says, Vaya'aleni mi bor she'on mitit. Now, interesting, mitit, hayaven. So the understanding here is it's hoy and vay, right? The hoy and the vay, right? The hayaven is ma'u mitit hayaven, makom shemurim, bo hoy, and then vay as well. Whatever that means, okay? Okay, fine. There's another perishing, but that's the best I can understand. Okay, let's continue. Now, the Gemara says, one second, but If they were judged by the fiery rain that was coming down, if you call it that, then we say, yeah, it should be then they should accept the judgment. So Al Shem Velets Lo Shama Ge'ara, that a scoffer did not hear his rebuke. So what's it referring to? They were warned, according to the Korban, they were warned for many years about this, Al Yedei Noach. And therefore, therefore, even the judgment's not going to have any effect on them to allow them to come to Chamlaba, because a, if you like, someone who scoffs any rebuke, that rebuke can have an impact on. That's, I think, the pshat. Okay, Anshe it says, okay, as we said, they're not judged in the future. Ma taima, what's the reason? It's a, what's a pasuk? What's ra'im v'chata'im? It says, okay. Now, Devar Acher, I don't think is a new expansion altogether, but I think what it's doing now is explaining exactly why they are considered even worse than Anshei Dor Mabul. You'll see why I say this. Ra'im is, in other words, Ra'im Elu Ve'elu. They were bad to one another. Ben Adam L'Chaverot. V'chata'im, they were with Gilu Arayot, and La'ashem Ba'avodah Zarah. Me'od is referred to Shfichot Damim. Now, the Korban Ha'edi, I'm not going into all detail, but he says that this is all a reference to the Shiva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Ra'im is the two things that, and the Elul is Gezel and Dinim. So they were over on all the all the six, if you like, seven Mitzvah B'nei Noach, sorry. And I think that's the suggestion why it was even worse than the Anshei Dor Mabul. Okay, let's continue. Now, this is Halacha Daled. Dora and sorry, the and Avodah Zarah, the Hashem is Avodah Zarah and Birkat Hashem. That's how you get to this. Okay, let's continue. Dora Midbar in Lechem Lechalabah, the generation of the, that we're in the desert, that weren't able to come to Israel, they have no Chalakalabah, but Yitamu Yamutu. They're going to cease and there they should die. So double Lashon, that's how Rabbi Akiva understands Amno Chalak. However, Rabbi Yezer Omer, Alem, they gather towards me, my, if you like, my chassidim that form the covenant with me, with a korbanot, this is thrown to my Mar Sinai. So there will be gathered back in. There's a machloket there. Let's continue. What about Adat Korach? They're not going to come, be res, you know, if you like, they won't come back up again. They'll cover it over and they'll be lost forever. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Eliezer says, Murid Sho'ol goes down, Ve'ya'al is going to bring them back up again. Adat Korach. Now, we saw this reference already. This was referring to Shmuel's mother, but we'll get to that when we get to the Gemara, because I didn't explain it fully last time. We get to revisit it again. Let's continue. Let's look at the Gemara. Dora Midbar, Einam Chalek La'aba, Ve'einam Ruim La'atid Lavo. So Shneema b'marazeh yitamu v'sham yamutu. We saw this yitamu lamazeh v'yamutu la tivol. That's a double lashon. V'chein omer asher nishpati be'api im yavuuna menuchati, that I've made a shvuah be'api if they will come to my menuchati. So it seems to be absolutely cancelled out according to Rabbi Akiva. However, the Gemara now says it's true. Just so you, just so the Korban Eda says menuchati. It says la'el minikdiv arim shaku bedor. Dahainu Dor Midbar, that's what that was in the duration. V'munuchati mashma lo'am haba shu'olam ha'munucha. That's the time of tranquility, which is that tzaddikim can sit there undisturbed. However, Rabbi Yis is Emro Amar Lehem. So, Omer Lehem, it refers to the Anshei Dor. Who Omer? Isfu chasidai kotei briti alei zavach, which is referred to in the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Yeshua also comes to support the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer from different psukim that they do have a chalek olamah. Nishpati v'akayema, that I make a shvuah and I will fulfill it. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu says I make a shvuah and I will fulfill it, must mean pa'amim, sometimes she'enu makayem. So despite the fact that he made a shvuah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, regarding the Dor Midbar, which was the argument of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua says no, that was he was a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you like, was went back on that shvuah or made for the shvuah. So Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer says no. Ashi nishpati be'api, I made a shvuah in my anger. Ba'api nishpati, because I made it in my anger. Therefore, or chozer ani ba'ach, I can go back on that. Now, Tan Rabbi Shimon ben Nasi Omer, Homer, the Pasuk says regarding them, Isfu li chasidai. In other words, why the for chasidai? Sha'asai mi chesed. What was the chesed that the Dor Midbar did? Shalchu acharei Bamidbar. Says Zachar la chesed no raich. The chesed he did that they folded into the Midbar. That's a positive number one. Korte briti. Shenichrutu al yadi. What's the brit that did? There were nimol that had brit milah in Mitzrayim, or it could be the pshat by Mar HaSinai. Alei zavach she'ilu oti v'nizbuchu al shmi. The ilu olim that said zekalibu alveu v'nizbuchu al shmi mean, for example, the Korban Eder says here, for example, chur that v'nizbach al kedushat Hashem. So this is the pasuk isfuli, referring to specifically, is showing that the ma'alot of the Dor Midbar. Okay, Tanu Rabbi Yishuv ben Koch Omer, Al HaDorot Halalu Omer, Puduya Shem. Once again, they'll be brought back. Now, Rabbi Omer, Elu V'Elu, not just Dor Midbar, also, just Elu V'Elu, just to make it clear, sorry, is not just Dor Midbar, also the Asar Shvatim, we'll see in a minute. They also have, if you like, Chalek L'Mabah. So, Ma Tam, is something in the Mishnah? No, okay. So that's we were taking Eretz over that's Shvatim, and Yisraim, who went to the who were from Eretz Yisraim, those were the Dor HaMidbar. And the pasuk is Elu va'Elu refers to Vishtachu v'Lashem. So that's he understands the pasuk of being return of the Dor HaMidbar and the Asar HaShvatim that were exiled first. Adat Korach Elim Chanak. This is referring to Korach. They have no chalak alamaba, and they are not going to be nidon. Now, matam v'tichasalema aretz. That's what I'm saying. They'll be abdul mitoch ha'gal. That's the second lashon, and they'll be lost from the kaal. That's latid lavo. So, Tanu Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera Omer, mimash mishnei amar ta'iti kiseh oved. I've strayed like a lost sheep. Bakesh avadecha, meaning that bakesh avadecha, the eved should go seek for it. So it's ma'avida amur lahalan sofa lebkesh. Someone is lost. Is there's a in the end there will be a lipakesh. The person's going to go and try and, if like, retrieve it. Af avida amur. So too there v'avdu milam. They're also atil lebakesh. They're also going to be, if you like, v'avdu mitoch ha'kahal. They're going to be returned. That's a reference to the Adat Korach. Actually, no. There's going to be tchiyah by Adat Korach. Again, the debate. So meet who davened for them then? Now we saw this before. But Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman says, Moshe Nifalalem says, Yechi Ruvan Vayamot. And before we saw that just as that Yechi Ruvan Vayamot is davening for Bnei Ruven, that was part of it. That was the way Bnei Moshe explained it. However, but we're talking about the Bnei Korach as well. So if you remember last time we said that it's referring to, I'll show you now the Korban Eder because it explains it differently than we explained it before. It says, Shio Matzamot Yehuda. Not the bones of Reuven Gilgalim, but Ella, the bones of Yehuda were rolling in the Aron. If you remember, that was because he says Chatan kol ha'amim, and that Yehuda says, if I don't bring Yosef back, then I'll sin for you forever. And despite the fact that he ended up bringing your like the story ended well, that the klala that's al tnai still had an effect, even though we said, like we said before, and it wasn't until that it wasn't until, if you like, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him and says the only reason why Reuven was murdered to Maaseh Bilah is because he was motivated by the fact Yehuda was murdered to his own incident with Tamar, and that's why. So therefore, forgive if you like Yehuda, and that the bone settled. So just as he davened for Yehuda, so too he davened for Korach. That's the way the Korban explains it. Now Rabbi Yehuda says Chana nifal alayhem. The Chana davened for them. He the Rabbi Shua ben Levi says the Amar Shua ben Levi kachay ta'ad ator shal korach shal kav yoredet ad she'amda ha'chana, that they were sinking down until Chana got up in the Balaam and Davin v'yomer Hashem emit to mechia morid she'ol v'ya'al. Now we didn't explain why last time Chana was Davka the one who davened for them, and the one pshat is that I saw the Asker quote the Maharsha on this is because that if you remember Korach's confidence with the fact that he saw a tzaddik coming from saw Shmuel HaMelech, Shmuel HaNavi, sorry, coming from him. And therefore, that's why even confidence to even stand up in the rebellion thought, I have a tzaddik coming from me, therefore there's greatness from me. Therefore, I must be great. So therefore, since she felt that she's a mother of that child, she felt that there's some sort of responsibility, then that's why she davened for them. Okay, that's kind of the way the Maharshal explains it. Okay, next piece is Nahalacha Hey. Asara Shvatim Eina Matin Lachzor. The 10 Shvatim, according to the first opinion, will not return. Shvema Veshlechim Eretz Acher Kayomazer. Like this day, I send you another land. Kayomazer, meaning Mayomazer, just as this day will go. Veinachozer, time passes, it's finished. Af Hem Olchim Veinachozim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mahem Mahayomafil Omer. No. Just like in the cycle of a day, even though the day the sun sets, it's going to rise again. Despite the fact that it's all almost like night fell on them now, they are going to Atila or they're going to return. So Asar Shvatim, who again, Asar Shvatim, my time again. This is again the bright explain the Mishnah. It says, and that's exactly how we explain it in the Mishnah. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda ben, sorry, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar akus Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, imayumasim kayom. He says, no, it depends. If their actions are like they are behaving today, they ain't chozrim in love, then they will. So it seems to be a third opinion that we'll have to see. Next opinion. Now, it milim de amrin. There are certain, there are, if you like, suggest some people say, or there's a proof to say, I'm changing the girsay according to Korban Eda. Arim that actually it gar Antoninus converted. Why? De amrin chizki, Rabbi Abba says, b'shem Rabbi, this is Antoninus had a good relationship with Rabbi. Says that b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, im ba'im geri tzedek latidvo, if the geri tzedek coming latidvo and tchia, then we say Antoninus will be barosh kulam, he will lead them out. Okay, now the Gemara now says, in other words, it was ger tzedek gamur. However, it again gives a chain, it meaning the amrin that he didn't convert. Why? Match mami nashra u oto yotze b'min al pachot b'yom kippurim. Then he went out in Yom Kippur wearing shoes that were nifchat, they're open for the bottom. And he didn't, it sounds like he had no concern for all the isur of wearing the shoes in Yom Kippur. So it sounds like he didn't convert. So ach mami nashra, no, the Gemara says, it says, what it says, it says, ma'ach mamina. The Gemara, it's the word ma here. Ma'ach mamina, well, how can you learn from this? It says, no, that's not a proof because we find that even Yerei Shamayim would sort of cover the tops of their feet and leave the bottom exposed on Yom Kippur. Now take the next two lines, and it says, Antolinos, was like Antolinos, Ategeberi, Kempi Rebbe, Amar Lei, Chami Michle, Li Min Leviatan Ba'Alma De'Ate. In the Lati level, will you give me some of the share of the Leviatan? So Amar Lei, in I will. So Amar Lei, Min Eimar De Pischa, Lo Ochaltani, you won't give me part of your korban pesach, but you'll give me part of the food of the liatan. Why so? So Amalei, my navi, what can I do lecha? Beimadah pesach, it says, k'tiv v'chol arel lo yechal bo. Someone who doesn't have a mila can't have from it. So I'm sorry, my hands are tied. So skip that line. It says, kivan neshama ken azil v'gayar garme. When he heard this, he went and converted. Atigabe Rebbe says, amrei chame gzirati, see my mila. Now he wasn't showing off here. The way the Korban Eda says, he says he wanted to show him that he did a kohugam like properly. There was no the brim. He wanted to show like to make sure that it was done well. Nothing to mark it. Amar le bididi, my own milah lo istati min yomah. I've never looked at bididicha na. You won't look at yours. So he had extra. If like ma'ala Rebbe never looked down in his private part. Hada amra itit gar Antoninus. So you see from here, this is a story that seems to suggest Antoninus converted. Because he tried to run the mill, right? But I'm going to cry Rabbeinu Kadosh. Why is it for Rabbi Kavod Rabbeinu Kadosh? Lo yibit mimela to be'ona. He never looked at his mila. But I'm going to cry Nachum Ish Kodesh Kodeshim. Why is he referred to, why was he referred to Kodesh Kodeshim? He had an extra ma'ala even above Rabbi. Shlo be'etzurot mat be'ema. He never looked at the forms of, on coins. Because he had people, animals, things like that. He never looked at any imagery. Antolinus, Atagabe Rabbi. Amalei, tzali alai, daven, like, give me a bracha, daven for me. Tzali alai, that I'll, in other words, shieli kol machzori, that I won't be lacking anything. So Amalei, yishizvinach, min hadatzinata. Now, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is safe from the cold. Dichtiv, lifnei karatom, miyamod. Who can stand for the cold? So Amalei, Rebbe, leit hadatzalu yatir, ksutichaseh, bahadatzinata azla. He says, that's also threatening, cold's not threatening. Because you know, I'll show you here. The Korban says, Atunis says, "Ein zet tefila lemachzorai, I've shot the meat of a lie on suit. I can sit for cold. I just put them on clothing on top of it. You're telling me that's a risk today, then I won't be cold. So Amalei, Yishtaz Vinach, that could you mean Hadin Suva from heat, like blinding heat. Denafik Alma, like the heat waves, if you like. So Amalei, Hatzalakudun, that makes sense, Shmatzalotech, that your davening should be heard. Why? Dechtiv, no one can escape from the, well, it means Chamato is like unto the heat, but the fear of a Kadosh Baruch. Okay, next. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Adato Shel Yochanan ben Korach. This is after the time of, well, he was a general in time of Gedaliah ben Jehoiakim, Achikam, sorry, as in like Tzom Gedaliah, but when he was killed, then they end up fleeing. He led them and he fled. They fled to Egypt. And when they were there, this is against the instruction of Yirmiyahu because they were scared. And the but they didn't seem to be behaving so well at that time when they were to Mitzrayim. Now it says that generate the congregation of Yochanan ben Korach says Einan chelak kol ababa. Why my time? Says Bashem bagdu ki banim zarim yaladu. Sorry, yaladu. Sorry, ata yochlem chodesh et chalkeihem. So chalkeihem their chelak. Okay, so they sounds like they lose their chelak on ababa. Chalkeihem the plurals. The lamazel. So Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yehuda, Chadamar lo galu ad shenasu arilim. They weren't kicked out until they became arilim. What is it? I will see what it means in a minute. V'charana omer lo galu. They were not exiled. Ad shenusu mamzerim. They became mamzerim. What does that mean? Madam arilim. Arilim means literally from Brit Milah, and also the mitzvot, because the Korban Essay is referring to women as well. So they were empty, not just a Brit Milah. It says I'll show you Korban Eder. It says. Yeah, says Adru Kibanim, from the time of the birth they were known that children were Zarim, foreign. How can you see from the time of their birth that this child is, if you like, estranged? Well, if you don't give a Mila, okay? And fine. And the other pshat is Mamzerim Mavotehim. Mean Aliyah Biat Avotehim that became Mamzerim. Seem to be out of a funeral relationships. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo galu Yisrael ad shenu asirim ba'arba kitot shel minim. The Am Yisrael were not went to galut until there was 24 different groups. Interesting, 24. Like we have mishmarot as well, kohanim. Maybe that's association. But 20 different groups of minim, heretics, different factions, if you want to call it that. Ma tam it says Ben Adam sholeach ani otcha et bnei Yisrael el goyim hamoredim asher mardubi. So it says. It doesn't say El Goy Hamored Enktiv Kan Ela Goyim Hamordin Asher Mardubi. So I'll show you the Korban Eder here. He says, it says, Hainu, in other words, El Goyim Hamordin, which is the 12 Shvatim. The Shevet is referred to a Goy, and Goy Vakal Goyim Yemimecha. So again, it's one of these interesting pshats. Everyone, we use the term Goy to refer to non-Jews. But in Torah, Tanakh, Goy always refers to the Jewish people. Okay? Me, Goy, God, so many psukim. Okay? So it's as we said here. Goyim yeh mamecha. Umidlo perush all. So there were, multiple. So each Shevet had multiple kitot. So it's two. So 2 times 12 is 24. Okay? Fine. There were Asher Mardubi that they rebelled against me. So Hema Votem Bashubi Adetzemeomaze. Okay, let's continue. Now, Reb Rachi, Reb Chelbi, Beshem, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, Shlag Galiot Galu Israel. There were three different Galiot that were sent out. Achad Lifni Minar Sanbation. One was Pasan Batyon. Now, the thing with Sanbation River is that it was. Yeah, many stories about the Sanbation River, but for our purposes here. Is that it's a rapid stream that only rests on Shabbos, so therefore there's no way of them getting it out of there. Because when it was the stream was settled, then it was Shabbos, they couldn't cross it. But during the week when they could cross it, potentially it was the stormy rapids and then we'd be able to cross it. Okay, so effectively the Asurim, you'll see why that's important later. So one went to the location, another place to the cloud sort of covered them, protected them. So Kishem Shegalu Lishlosh Galiot, Kach Galu, it's interesting here. That is referring to, you've got Reuven, Gad, Chetzi, Shevet, Manasseh, but the Korban Eder changes to so to the Shevet Yehuda, Binyamin, mean the second wave of Galut. First wave was the Sarasvatim, and the second wave, if you like, was the rest of the Yehuda and Binyamin. So my time says, Achotah Kosa. So you went in the wave of sister and she passed the cup too. So in other words, this one seemed to mirror the other. I think that's the Pshat. Or Kshev when they're turning, Galiot. They will return from the places. My time, how do we know? Lemola Asurim, who are the people that Asurim I just described as being trapped in their location? Well, those, I'll say to them, so we can come out. That refers to Elisha Galupni that were literally trapped there. However, Lashir those who are in the dark, who are those? Elisha, those who come by the Anan, Vichisautan. Drachim Yeru. Sorry, I'll just get the Lashon. Shigalu, sorry, al drachim yiru v'chol shva'im maritam. That's for elu shigalu l'dof nashal antochi, and that refers to those that were sent there. She'afti yodim aderech, even if they know the way, ech lavo le'etzel, ein v'chol adam ibn agal, weren't able to come, and therefore I will allow them to, if you like, come in that direction. Those are the sort of three types of geulot, if you like, from the different locations from Galut. Okay, b'seder. Also, have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, everybody.